In August, Alice Springs elected Astor Hill as their mayor, being the first Greens candidate to hold office in the town council. Although the area has seen a small drop in crime rates, there's a long way to go. So what will the local council do to make Alice Springs a safer town? The Wire's contributor from 8CCC, Kate Lyons-Dawson, spoke with Ms Hill about her plans and the challenges ahead of her tenure as mayor.
I think the initial challenge is getting to know my new colleagues. I've got 8 people who, you know, I am going to be really getting to know for the first time in a professional capacity. And we cut across the political spectrum, absolutely, come from a range of backgrounds and experiences. And sitting on a council together, we are going to have to find common ground time and time again. So I think it'll be really important that those initial conversations that we have, where we get to know each other, our values and our priorities, those conversations need to be conducted really well so that we can have an amazing 4 years together.
That's very important, isn't it? The teamwork, because you want to be getting things done. Change would be one of the important things that you'd see needed here in Alice Springs.
Yeah, and I didn't hide about the campaign initiatives, the things that were really important to me in running a campaign, but I have to say that the initial priority is also to just keep getting the basics right. As I and the council, the new 15th council, get our heads around the machinery of local government.
There's a lot of learning that you've got to do, right?
Absolutely.
Plus, it'll possibly be a bit different, the reality of it, compared to what you were hoping, you know, like what you were putting forward as ideas that you would like to bring in.
You're totally right. I spent my first day as mayor at the council, it's all moving very quickly, which is so exciting. But yeah, I realised that I have so much to learn. The good thing is that I'm so up to that challenge. I love learning. I love new experiences. I love being in the deep end, especially when there are such capable people to lean on. And I've seen that already at the council. It's very... The council's staff are very experienced. It's a very stable workplace, and I think that's a really helpful thing in circumstances where we have so many new members sitting in the council itself.
Now, one of the things you did speak up about was around changing the voice or the idea of Alice Springs. Is that going to have to take a backseat while you settle in, or is it all going to be from day one that you're going to be pushing that sort of more positive image of Alice Springs out to the world?
Changing the story of the town, it started even before day one as mayor. It started with the campaign. I hit the ground running yesterday, and I've already been speaking a lot with media, and that is a message that I will consistently be spreading, because I also go into this role authentically as myself, and I'm going to express the views that I have about this town, which are overwhelmingly positive.
From past council meetings, it did become sort of obvious that there was some difficulty between the council and Laratipa. I'm not sure. It sounded like they were still in the mode of moving that. Is it going to be key for your first weeks, months, whatever, how long it takes to put these things into action, to bring that round again and to reach out to any of the key organisations in town to make sure that we are operating well as a community?
Relationships with the traditional custodians of Central Aranda Country, obviously the most important thing in getting right in sitting on this council. And that also extends to so many organisations in this town. I was really privileged to attend a forum that was facilitated also by the Disability Advocacy Service in the lead up to this election. And those communities are really keen to provide input into council decision making. I've spoken with a number of young people who also want to have more input. So I should say that relationships are absolutely going to be a priority in terms of preserving them and improving them. But also a huge priority of mine is ensuring that our council is underpinned by a process of participatory democracy, where all voices within our community have input into decision making, and that process is really accessible to them.
There's things to consider around weather here, including flooding, obviously Buffalo, both things that come in these sort of stormy events. How are you going to make sure that those things become higher up in the priorities for the council?
Climate adaptation, for one, is going to absolutely be a priority agenda for me, and other councillors, as far as I'm aware. So, look, I'm expecting with the initial few meetings, we're going to be really getting on with business and getting to know one another. But it will be very early on in the piece that I certainly start raising these issues as a priority.
That was Mayor of Alice Springs, Asta Hill, speaking with ACCC's Kate Lyon-Dawson.